We now come to the first feature. Keith Skipper says we Norfolk folk do like to do different, and that's about time we do different when it come to funerals.
Could we be on the cusp of a new radical approach when it comes to bidding a fond final farewell to beloved family and friends? A Great Yarmouth taxi driver recently hailed a memorable lift for those attending his funeral by composing his own pun-loaded eulogy and urging organisers to make it as cheap a goodbye event as possible. Mike Smith not only raised laughter at the kind of occasion when anguish and tears usually dominate, but also cast a cheerful light on increased cost of dying, figures too often shunned as far too embarrassing to mention about such a sensitive gathering. Funerals are in a final bow in an earthly spotlight and deserve proper attention to personal detail for a worthwhile tribute with amusing anecdotes, warming memories and a cheeky references to standout habits, like he insisted on fried onions for breakfast every Sunday, wore his D-mob suit for posh occasions, and always answered the phone with, "How are you getting on?" in broad Norfolk. A dash of humour, especially self-denigration coated in our colourful vernacular, can help take some of the sting out of inevitable pain and sadness, without undermining reverence and dignity owed to all present. But some mourners are far more at ease at the wake which follows, often featuring reflections and yarns worthy of airing at the official ceremony. I'm not advocating the start of a do-it-yourself funeral era with cost-cutting advantages and entertainment bordering on a useful impression of a holiday camp talent contest. But I do feel in-house clerics, along with lay celebrants, could do more to best reflect wishes of the family in celebrating a life with its own unique qualities. I suspect several more extrovert characters will be inspired by Yarmouth taxi driver Mike Smith to pen their own whimsical eulogies with tongues firmly in cheek as we get back to normal, or something like normal. Favourite verses and musical items presented by family members of all ages and close colleagues and friends with good stories to share should remain key components of traditional tribute instalments, and the social follow-up over refreshments. Sticking to time limits is necessary, of course, especially at the crematorium where production line rules apply. I cut my local press reporting teeth in the early 1960s on attending all manner of funerals in packed parish churches, taking names at the door and collating background details from family members before and after the service. I also collected favourite lines from rural events like these on discovering how fertile funerals could prove. It began with an exchange between a couple of village elders. Arthur asked George, "Are you going to old Isaac's funeral next week?" "No," replied George bluntly. "And I don't suppose that miserable old beggar will come to mine neither." Last word in a final letter from a dear old Norfolk friend shortly before his death a couple of years back. "They say lovely things about people at their funerals. A shame I'm going to miss mine by a few days."
Thank you, Ruth. Definitely food for thought there.